Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday afternoon, July 31st, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of technology news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Zynex Inc. CEO Thomas Sandgaard discusses significant company growth and future innovations. Zynex Inc. CEO Thomas Sandgaard recently discussed the company's strong growth and future innovations in an interview with Proactive. The company saw a 20% year-over-year increase in orders and an 11% increase in second quarter revenue, totaling $49.9 million. Zynex also reported a 20% increase in year-to-date cash flow from operations, reaching $3.2 million. Sandgaard highlighted ongoing efforts to secure FDA approvals for next-gen devices and expand the pain management product line. Looking ahead, Zynex expects third quarter revenue to reach at least $50 million. The company is developing new monitoring devices, including a pulse oximeter based on laser technology for more accurate blood measurements. This positions Zynex for potential market share growth and portfolio diversification. Three key moves uniquely position Atlas Lithium for potential success in rapidly expanding lithium market. Atlas Lithium, a serious contender in the growing lithium market, has made three key moves to position itself for success. First, the company has doubled its lithium exploration footprint in Brazil, uncovering new promising regions rich in lithium deposits. Second, Atlas Lithium secured a $30 million strategic investment from Mitsui, ensuring steady demand for its environmentally sustainable lithium concentrate. Lastly, the appointment of renowned lithium executive Brian Talbot as COO brings over 30 years of experience to the leadership team, enhancing operational excellence and strategic insight. These strategic initiatives uniquely position Atlas Lithium to thrive in the rapidly expanding lithium market, projected to grow at a CAGR of 17.7% from 2024 to 2030. With a focus on sustainability and cutting-edge technologies, Atlas Lithium is poised to meet the increasing demand for lithium while minimizing its ecological footprint.
Mainz Biomed's NASDAQ cutting-edge colorectal cancer test applies for FDA breakthrough status. Mainz Biomed, listed on NASDAQ as MYNZ, has applied for FDA breakthrough device designation for its innovative colorectal cancer test. This test combines fecal immunochemical testing with mRNA biomarker analysis and AI algorithms, showing promising results in clinical trials, with a 97% sensitivity for colorectal cancer and an 88% sensitivity for precancerous lesions, along with a 93% overall specificity. This test could significantly improve early detection rates. CEO Guido Beichler highlights the test's potential impact on catching cancer and precancerous growths earlier. Mainz Biomed's decentralized approach aims to make the test more widely available, particularly in underserved communities. If granted breakthrough device designation, this test could see expedited approval, potentially saving countless lives. While awaiting FDA approval, this test represents a beacon of hope in the ongoing battle against colorectal cancer, showcasing the power of innovative biotechnology and AI in cancer detection. From demand to delivery, Tools Group transforms SLF Greece's supply chain. Tools Group and Thelus have partnered to help SLF Greece, a distributor of Kiko Milano products, transform its supply chain. By implementing Tools Group SO99 Plus software, SLF has shifted to a demand-driven model, automating omni-channel supply chain planning. With approximately 2,500 active items across 30-plus retail stores and two distribution centers in Greece and Cyprus, SLF uses SO99 Plus for daily forecasting, inventory optimization, and replenishment. The system has revolutionized operations, automating store replenishment plans and generating purchase recommendations. Through collaboration with Thelus, SLF has achieved increased visibility, optimized inventory levels, and a highly automated planning process. The success of the project has motivated SLF to expand SO99 Plus to other operating countries, driving better results for their customers.
U.S. Graphite One secures Lucid Motors supply agreement. Graphite One Inc. has secured a non-binding supply agreement with Lucid Group Inc. for anode active materials, marking a significant milestone for both companies. Lucid, known for its advanced electric vehicles, will benefit from a domestic U.S. supply chain developed by Graphite One. This collaboration represents the first synthetic graphite supply agreement between a U.S. graphite developer and a U.S. EV company. With this agreement, Graphite One is on track to generate revenue in 2027, paving the way for a secure 100% U.S.-based supply chain for graphite materials. Stay tuned as Graphite One continues to meet market demands and drive innovation in the industry. Ron Gordon Watch Repair announces new post on revival of the Longines Pilot Magitech. Ron Gordon Watch Repair in New York City has announced new content focusing on the Longines Pilot Magitech. The post highlights the relaunch of the iconic 1935 model, blending historical charm with advanced watchmaking. The Longines Pilot Magitech Pioneer Edition features a dark gray titanium construction, a cushion-shaped case, and chronometer certification by the COS. This limited edition watch pays tribute to its inaugural year with only 1,935 pieces available. The modern twist includes a grade 5 titanium case, a fluted rotating bezel system, and enhanced water resistance up to 100 meters. The Longines caliber L893.6 offers resistance to magnetism and a 72-hour power reserve. With various strap options, including a green NATO-type nylon strap, the Pilot Magitech is not just for pilots, but a statement piece for watch enthusiasts. Visit the Ron Gordon Watch Repair website for more information on Longines and their services. Global Vision Technologies achieves TX Ramp Level 2 certification for FamCare Human Services Software. Global Vision Technologies has achieved TX Ramp Level 2 certification for their FamCare Human Services Software. TX Ramp, a program established by the Texas Department of Information Resources, sets standards for security assessment and monitoring of cloud computing services. GVT's FamCare platform, designed for agencies managing critical populations, prioritizes data security with built-in controls. George Ritacco, VP of Client Services, highlights GVT's commitment to information protection, alongside their SOC 2 Type 2 certification and HIPAA compliance. The FamCare software, built on GVT's Vision Server platform, offers rapid form and workflow development while reducing programming risks. For more information about GVT and their innovative software solutions, visit globalvisiontech.com.
FFTV Plus Online Short Series create a new ecosystem disrupting traditional models. At Consensus 2024, industry leaders like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Chris Dixon, Kathy Wood, Tim Draper, Hester M. Pierce, and Brad Garlinghouse discussed blockchain technology's future. FFTV Plus Online Short Series introduced a new ecosystem, merging voting and AI to enhance viewer engagement and content creation. George Kong showcased how viewers can select scripts and actors, participate in creation stages, and AI generates video content. This innovative approach lowers barriers for creators and actors, showcasing the potential of blockchain and AI in the short series field. FFTV live streaming is leading media innovation, revolutionizing content creation and viewer engagement with the FFTV Plus platform. Hondo Go continues rapid expansion with senior Tesla hires. Hondo Go announces strategic senior hires as it rapidly expands its electric vehicle infrastructure. The company takes a unique approach to building its fast charger network through partnerships with site owners and capital providers. With the EV industry growing and maturing, Hondo Go aims to bridge the gap in energy infrastructure. The new hires, including former Tesla supercharger team members, bring expertise in fast charger technology. This team will drive Hondo Go's growth and set new industry standards. As Tesla steps back from DC fast charger expansion, Hondo Go is ready to take the lead in building a profitable and sustainable network. The company focuses on innovating for tomorrow's energy infrastructure. For more information, visit hondogo.com.
Benchmark International unveils the 2024 Global Technology, Media, and Telecom Industry Report. Benchmark International has unveiled its 2024 Global Technology, Media, and Telecom Industry Report. This comprehensive report offers insights into market dynamics, financial performance, innovation, consumer behavior, and M&A trends within the TMT sectors. It is a valuable tool for industry stakeholders looking to understand the future of these dynamic industries. With over $11 billion in transaction value, Benchmark International is a global M&A firm that provides creative solutions for business owners. For more information and to access the full report, visit Benchmark International's website.
Nextech3D.ai reports Q2 2024 performance with significant revenue growth and improved profit margins. Nextech3D.ai CEO Evan Gappelberg shared the company's Q2 2024 financial results, revealing a revenue increase to $1.2 million, up from $1 million in Q1. The gross profit margin surged to 70% in Q2, a significant improvement from 50% in Q1 and 30% in 2023. This growth was attributed to strategic moves in the Indian market and advancements in AI technology. Nextech3D.ai also achieved certification as a 3D modeling partner for Amazon, potentially opening new avenues for growth with a twofold increase in purchase conversions for listings featuring 3D models. Exciting times ahead for Nextech3D.ai in 2024. How gamification can mislead traders into potentially reckless trading. The rise of do-it-yourself trading has allowed more individuals to invest, but gamification on electronic trading platforms can lead to reckless behavior. Gamification simplifies finance, making it engaging, but it can also induce euphoria and encourage risky trading. The CFA Institute found that 2/3 of investors under 45 have trading accounts, with 1/5 trading for entertainment/speculation. GameStop's volatility in early 2021 highlighted the impact of gamification, leading the SEC to investigate investor safeguards. The SEC proposed a rule to address conflicts of interest associated with gamification, aiming to protect investors. While gamification can be fun, it can also promote risk-taking and short-term thinking, negatively impacting retail investors. Education platforms like the Options Institute offer a more intentional approach to learning about investing, providing tools and knowledge to navigate the complexities effectively.
ATFX secures the Hong Kong SFC license, a boost for global operations. ATFX, a leading global CFD broker, has been granted a Type 3 license from the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission, SFC, enhancing its services in Hong Kong under the company name AT Global Financial Services, HK Limited. This milestone signifies a deeper penetration into the Asian market and robust global business growth. Joe Lee, chairman of ATFX, expressed excitement, highlighting the company's commitment to regulatory standards and providing clients with a secure trading environment. With multiple prestigious licenses globally, ATFX aims to expand its reach and enhance service quality. The new Hong Kong SFC license marks a significant step in ATFX's ambitious development blueprint, positioning the company for further expansion in the international market.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.